He squinted and pressed his forehead as though he'd gotten brain freeze from the frozen drink and wiped away a milk mustache with his sleeve. Veronica looked up at Glenda.
You've got this.
She hiked up her V-thong and leaned down.
I'm gonna win me that engraved bottle of Moet. I've been greasing poles a lot longer than Ken has been greasing palms. And everyone knows Vaseline and L'Amour go together.
My eyes flitted to the Le Bousset sign. After that questionable comment, I could use a Le Drinque. The MC raised the chalice.
For the next 15 seconds, grease is the word.
Ken ripped open his white button-down, revealing purple, green, and gold body paint on his hairy chest. Several of the Marie Antoinettes literally flipped their wigs. Glenda's eyes flashed, and using only her legs to grip the pole, she got to greasing, with her boobs. The catcalls were deafening. Glenda had been stripping for so long that not only could she put on a serious pole show, she could also wrap her saddlebags around a pole and darn near tie them in a bow.
Put down your Vaseline, the MC cried. It's time to crown the next greasing champion of the Big Greasy.
All eyes turned to the judges, who huddled in discussion. Still perched on their poles, Glenda oozed Vaseline and confidence. But Ken seemed shaky.
I'm not feeling so good, he mumbled.
That was obvious. His face had turned two of the Mardi Gras colors painted on his chest. Ken dropped down the pole a notch and stopped with a jerk. Then he fell backwards and hung upside down before sliding head first to the ground with a thud and the crash of his drained drink glass. A collective gasp arose from the audience, and Veronica and I made our way to his side. I checked for a pulse, and one word came to mind. Not grease, or even dead. It was atropos.